In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salem Al-Shammer.
Surah Maryam.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
As a keen eye.
Remember the mercy of your Lord toward his servant Zechariah. When he called his Lord a hidden call. He said, "My Lord, I am weak in my bones." And his head caught fire.
"And I was not miserable in praying to you, Lord. Enough of it, I said." This is a remembrance of the mercy of your Lord to his servant Zechariah. When he called on his Lord and asked him with a hidden call. He said, "My Lord, I am weak in my bones. And gray hair spread on my head. I have not been miserable, O Lord, by your prayers. Because you have never failed my prayers before.
When I was calling on you when I needed you.
Rather, you answered and relieved me before you. And I feared the followers behind me. And my wife was barren. So grant me a guardian from you. He inherits from me and inherits from the family of Akub." And God made him satisfied. "And I feared my cousins and my clan. After me, they will inherit from me. My wife was not giving birth. So grant me a son from you, an heir and a helper. He inherits my money after my death. He inherits from his family a prophetic punishment. And make, O Lord, the guardian whom you give me pleasing. You accept it. And your servants will be satisfied with him in religion and morals. O Zechariah, we give you good news of a boy named Yahya. We have never made him toxic." So his Lord answered him. And he said to him, "O Zechariah, we give you good news that we have given you a boy named Yahya. We did not give this boy anyone before him named after him." He said, "My Lord, I will have a son, and my wife is barren and has reached the age of old age." Zechariah said when God gave him good news that he would live, "O Lord, I will have a son, and in what way will I have that? And my wife is barren and cannot conceive. She was too old to have intercourse with women. It became dry and the bones became dry." And Zechariah confirmed the news to his Lord. From the perspective by which he has a child. There is no denial by him, peace be upon him, of the fact that what God promised him was a son. He said as well, "Your Lord said, 'It is easy for me, and I created you before, and you were nothing.'" God said to Zechariah in response, "That's what you say. Because your wife is barren. And you have reached great old age. But your Lord says, 'Create what you gave me from the boy. I mentioned to you that his name is Yahya.' Ali is insulted. And it is not the creation of what I promised you that I would give you from the boy. I am amazed by your creation. For I created you and raised you as a normal human being. Before my creation, you did not give me a child that I would give you. And it was nothing." He said, "My Lord, grant me a sign." He said, "Your sign is that you will not speak to people for 3 nights together." Zechariah said, "O Lord, grant me knowledge and evidence of what your angels have given me. To reassure my heart." God said, "Your mark for that. Don't you talk to people for 3 nights while you are healthy? You are neither mute nor sick that prevents you from speaking." So he came out to his people from the Mirab. So he inspired them to praise him. So he inspired them to glorify God morning and evening.
So Zechariah came out to his people from his prayer place when he stopped his tongue from talking to people. A sign from God to him regarding the truth of his promise to him.
He pointed to them.
"This sign may be with the hand or a book. And other than that by which he understands what he wants.
Or what is wrong with them if they swim in the morning and in the evening?
It is permissible to command them to praise God, which is the remembrance of God."
It may be that he meant prayer. And he was born to Zechariah.
When he was born, God said to him,
"O Yahya, take the Torah seriously.
We gave him understanding of the book of God when he was young.
Before he reaches men's teeth.
He was kind to us, purified him, and was pious. Our mercy and love for him.
We brought Yahya to rule as a boy. and we gave him purity from sins. He feared God, performed his duties, and avoided fornication. He hastened to obey him. He was kind to his parents and was not tyrannical or disobedient. And peace be upon him the day he was born, the day he dies, and the day he is resurrected alive. He was loyal to his parents. He was not too arrogant to obey his Lord and his parents. But he was humble and subservient to God and his parents. And security from God on the day he was born. From Satan inflicting on him the same evil that he inflicts upon the children of Adam. And protection from God for him from the temptations of the grave and the horror of the resurrection. And he will be safe from the punishment of God on the day of resurrection. And mention in the book Miriam when she withdrew from her family to an eastern place. So she took a veil from them, so we sent our spirit to her. She represents a normal human being for her. And remember, O Muhammad, in the book of God which was revealed to you by Miriam, daughter of Imran, when she retired from her family. So it carved itself in a place before the rising of the sun rather than its setting. So she took a cover from her family to protect her from them and from the people. So we sent Gabriel to her. So he appears to her in the form of a human being of equal creation among them. She said, I seek refuge in the Most Merciful from you if you are pious. He said, I am only a messenger of your Lord to give you a pure boy. Miriam feared our messenger and thought he was a man who wanted her to harm herself. She said, I seek protection from the Most Merciful from you to obtain from me what he has forbidden to you. If you have piety for him, you will avoid his incest. Our spirit said to her, I am only a messenger of your Lord, O Mary. He sent me to you so that God might give you a boy clean of sins. She said, I am a boy, and no human being has touched me, and I am not a prostitute. He also said, Your Lord said, It is easy for me. And let us make him a sign for the people and a mercy from us. It was a controversial matter. Miriam said to Gabriel, How can I have a son? No human being from Adam's descendants touched me with a lawful marriage. I did not commit adultery, so I did so out of a forbidden purpose. Gabriel told her, This is what you describe. Because no human being touched you and you were not a prostitute. But your Lord said, The creation of the boy is easy and it is not difficult for me to create him. And so that we may make the boy that we give you a sign and proof of my creation. And mercy from us to you. His creation of you was something that God had decreed. He proceeded with his judgment, knowing beforehand that he was a being.